Okay, so Baruch She'amar, custom is to stand up, just like at Yishtabach. There are some crazy Jews who don't stand up. Anybody know anyone like that? Who doesn't stand up?
Sephardim.
And lazy people. But yes, the Sephardim don't stand up, but the Ashkenazi custom is to stand up. Anybody know why? Why do we stand during Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach? To show that these blessings have special status. They are, according to many, going back to the Talmudic times, the Anshei Knesset, Agdola, established Baruch She'amar Yishtabach, they're the main blessings of Psukei Dezimra. So to show their special status, we stand. Actually, this idea is reflected in another machlokas. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you're running late to Minyan and you see that you are not going to make the Minyan, unless you skip all of Psukei Dezimra and go straight to Birchot Kriyat Shema, you should skip it so that you can get Shemona Esrei. Just go straight to Birchot Kriyat Shema. The Mishnah Berurah brings in the Mishkanot Yaakov, who writes that we can't ever skip Baruch She'amar and Yishtabach. Why can't we skip them? Because they're special prayers that go all the way back to the Gemara, and therefore there's no skipping. And Lamaisa, That's the standard practice. We never, even if we're going to miss davening Shemona Esrei with a minyan, you never skip Baruch She'amar, at least one praise, and Yishtabach. Now, where do we get the text of Baruch She'amar from? Anybody remember? It's a crazy story. So, yeah. I think that's different. Sir. I don't know about that one. No. So there's a story that a pitka fell from the heavens. It means a little letter fell from the heavens, and with it were the words of the Baruch She'amar, Pitka Min HaShamaya. So many ask, what does that mean? You could just say that we see that these words that we're saying are very special. That's why there's exactly 87 words. They count the words. It's the gematria of Paz. So you have to be very careful to say these words. They have special power. Rav Soloveitchik had a different explanation. Rav Soloveitchik explained that in general, you're not really allowed to praise God. Because after all, who are we? We're like tiny little, you know, it's like a little kid going up to Michael Jordan and saying, oh, you're good at basketball. It's like, it doesn't mean anything. It's ridiculous to even praise Hashem. At the same time, we need to praise Hashem because we need to remind ourselves of our relationship with Hashem. So what did Hashem do for us? He gave us a favor. He gave us the words of Baruch She'amar, the words of praise. And that's like the matir. That allows us to kind of go into the world of Psukei Dezimra, of praising Hashem. Since it's not our words, it's His words, which He told us how to praise Him. So then we can do Psukei Dezimra. For that reason, by the way, there are those who are afraid to say Mizmor Shir. There are those who don't say Mizmor Shir Hanukkah Bayit before Baruch She'amar. Why? What would be the problem with saying Mizmor Shir Hanukkah Bayit? Because it's words of praise. And Baruch She'amar is the only thing which allows us to praise Hashem. So how do we do it? So Lamaisa, you could say that Mizmor Shir Chanukah Tabayit, it's talking about the dedication of the Mizbeach, of the Beit HaMikdash, and so it's connected to Korbanot. And therefore, it's not just a word of praise, but it's Korbanot. Similarly, Hodu, you know, Nusa Svar, they do Hodu before Baruch She'amar, right? Which also gives you more time to talk and before Baruch She'amar went where you can't talk anymore. And the idea is that Hodu, that first part of Hodu, was originally said as the Korban Tamid was being sacrificed on the altar. And so Hodu also is connected to sacrifices, and thus you can even say it before you enter into Baruch She'amar land. But in any case, so Baruch She'amar is our matir to start praising Hashem. And Bezrat Hashem will continue on with the rest of the important laws of Psukei Dezimra in the coming few days. Okay.